Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. And now, another actual five-star iTunes review of the podcast, read by Adam's buddy, Oswaldo.
Adam is a master. We are come to the world in the podcast. You find yourself logging on low each episode.
Loud and clear. Go to iTunes, rate and review the podcast, and maybe Ozzy will butcher your review too. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, back to the show. Once again, we welcome Ohio Congressman Richard Martin. Good to see you, Congressman.
Good to see you, fellas, too, and gals.
Oh,
Gina,
thank you.
Always a pleasure.
I want to thank our sponsors, Trade Station and Nightfall. Again, we can't do it without them, so thank you guys for taking care of these very good sponsors of ours. You can go to tradestation.com/Carolla, find out all the great ways you can trade online, and watch Nightfall on history as well. Lot going on out there in the world of politics. It's been too long, and we always like your insights. I mean, you know,
I appreciate it. I appreciate
we're kind of lay people here, you know, but yeah. You've seen it from the inside out, so you know what's going on.
I have.
Ohio congressman, he spends a lot of time at
yeah.
LA,
what brings you out to SoCal?
I like to travel. Well, the original reason is I want to talk to teenagers and try to encourage them to wear their phones on their belts. Not having a lot of luck.
Yeah, it's weird. They put them in their back pockets.
Yeah.
They put them in the front pockets.
Use the pop socket.
You like the belt thing, huh?
I do. There's something that's just nice and clean about that. But the real reason is, you know, I've talked about my problems with my wife, Jazz.
Jazz.
Yeah. I caught her messing up again, and I had to drop her off in Death Valley. And
I know you love her very much, but she also requires a fair bit of discipline.
She does.
What does she do?
Well, first of all, I want to let you know, when I did drop her off in Death Valley, I gave her shoes in a juice box.
So she's
going to be good. She'll be able to find her way out. But I caught her meditating.
Mm. Ooh.
And well, first of all, Indian style.
In the house?
In the house.
Oh,
and
so sorry.
Indian style, you know, on a fella, it looks gay.
Uh-huh.
But
you mean the way you're sitting?
The way you're sitting. But with gals, it's common knowledge that cheating women sit that way to air out their vaginas.
They're
not caught. I believe so.
I never heard that one.
That's news to me. I used to.
So they air it out.
Yeah.
So they don't have the scent of another man. You know, they don't bring it home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Makes sense. I just never heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the representative is on the cutting edge of a lot of these trends.
He does know a lot of the stuff. Yeah.
And I also caught her watching that Kimmel fella.
Oh yeah, Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah. She admitted to enjoying him.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure, he's a good friend of mine, but I'm sure you
is
guys.
Is he really?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean.
Good friend. I knew you knew each other, but how, you're a sensible fella. He's a communist.
No.
Oh,
he's got a young boy and, you know, had to have some surgery and heart surgery. And
but he, first of all, we should bring the blacklist back, but he believes that sick children should have free health care.
What he believes. Yeah, a lot of people believe that,
but they don't. There's GoFundMe.
Well, not everyone has a pop. He's not saying for his kid. You know, he's got a popular TV show. Right. He seems to think about other kids. You know.
Yeah, the kids can put on lemonade stands.
Infants and they've got a hole in their heart. You know,
you put a little baby seat up on the thing. The kid looks drawn.
The idea of folks showing initiative.
Yeah,
like you do. But I think for a lot of these kids.
Okay, so you got a communist streak.
I'm saying, look, he's a dear friend. I feel like this is not going to end well. So
he's
I feel
a terrible
like we should just
American.
Move
he's
forward.
A terrible American.
All right. Well, let's move on to athletes kneeling during the national anthem. I don't know what your thought. I mean, I assume you're not happy about that.
Look, you know, the fellas that are doing the kneeling, they've said, you know, we're protesting unarmed black men being gunned down, blah, blah, blah. But can you imagine looking over and someone's not singing?
Someone's not singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
getting shot when you're unarmed is worse than not singing.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
Well, but you live in a triple-gated community.
That's true.
So they're just not going to have a lot of that. We're talking about the inner city here.
That's true. But on Fox News, they don't emphasize that. So I'm not sure.
You're not going to find it on Tucker Carlson or Hannity. You got to go over to CNBC or CNN, you know?
Well, you know, the point is, can't you just for 2 minutes pretend it's not happening? I do it every day, all day. It's not hard.
Well, what are you pretending is not happening?
People being shot.
Oh, I see.
You can't do it for two minutes.
If you can pretend that innocent people of color aren't being shot all day, every
just
day, twice on Sunday, why can't you ask? Why can't Kaepernick pull it together for 90 seconds?
Minutes,
right. Well, I know. I never
it's
really heard it put that way.
It's not hard.
Never heard it put that way. And what kind of, I'm going to shift gears a little here. I know you like music. I think we were talking about it last time you were here, but I don't know what type of music you
like. Well, obviously patriotic. You know, I'm a fan of Toby Keith.
I love him.
There's just something nice about, something comforting about a fella singing about the importance of beer to let you know he's not gay. There's something I can relax.
He's a big, strong American, isn't he?
He is.
Oh, I want to talk about me. I want to ride in his truck.
I want to ride in his truck.
Yeah, he probably drives a truck.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, listen
now
to
we're
him.
Talking.
Oh, he's in his happy place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know from the intro, he's not gay.
Yeah,
right there.
That's right. What gay guy is that?
Big, bold chord. What'd you say?
What gay fella sings like that? None.
Exactly.
But what if he was gay? What would be the difference? It make him less American?
I don't care for this, though. It sounds a little too close to rap.
Words are rhyming, and it's happening a little too fast.
It's a little, I would bet his pants are sagging a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he needs to put the phone on his belt so that
pants
won't sag.
Yeah, where are you going to put your phone?
Put that iPhone X in your back pocket with no belt, pants down to the ground, man.
I do not. I don't have patience for the rap, the hop, you know, whatever.
The hip hop?
They call that. I find the bass to be unnecessarily loud in relation to the treble.
Yeah, you can hear it, like when they're coming down the street in the car and everything.
The lyrics are self-aggrandizing.
Mm.
The pointing at the camera is so redundant.
Yeah, like we get it.
Yeah.
There's a camera there. That's us. That's how we're able to capture this.
Would it kill you to just listen to a little Captain Antennial? The greatest band of all time.
You think Captain Antennial?
Oh, you don't?
I appreciate some things about them. I mean, they got a little silly with the Muskrat Love,
and the
two muskrats were talking to each other with a synthesizer.
Beautiful.
And she, you know, she looked as good as anyone with bangs can look.
Yeah.
It's hard to look great with bangs, but
here we go.
Yeah. Pretty melodic stuff.
I think if God had a synthesizer, this is what it would sound like.
I bet he could get one.
Yeah. He knows a guy.
And if you ever get a chance to see a cover band.
Yeah. Congressman has moved.
If you're into tribute bands, there's a terrific Captain Antennial tribute band in the D.C. area that I go. That's actually just one fella, Muskrat Doug.
Yeah. Just the one guy.
So good. So good.
But it's Captain and Tennille.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what's amazing.
About Muskrat
Doug? It's just Doug.
Does he play both parts?
Yeah, where do you
see close your eyes, and you're like, that can't be just Doug.
So he's singing. He'll be doing both Muskrat.
Both.
Sally and Muskrat Steve. Or
Sam.
Sam, sorry. I was testing you.
Yeah.
So, and Muskrat Doug, he can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Gina, I think it's up your alley.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I'll check that out.
You have a Tony Tennille quality.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
This Muskrat Doug, is he playing? Is he around? Does he have a sort of residency somewhere?
You got to check his website.
Check his website, Muskrat Doug.
Yeah. muskrat.org.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he gives all his money.
Nonprofit.
Gives all his money to Captain and Tennille.
Oh, that's cool.
I expect to be tweeted by an @muskratdoug tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow, people.
And what about this whole Roy Moore thing? I mean, that's really heating up,
that's
isn't
topical.
It?
You know,
hot button.
Let's assume what they're saying is true, that he's a racist, sexist, lying sexual predator. Mm-hmm. The other fella's a Democrat.
No.
Why aren't they talking about that?
Well, I think they know that.
I don't hear anything about it.
Form.
Well, it's got the D, you know, when his name comes up. They're not hiding it.
Yeah. That's the story.
The story, he's a Democrat.
The other fellow's a Democrat.
Yeah, even if the other stuff is true. What was the stuff he said about him? Potentially.
Lying sexual predator.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
But none of it's been proven. And I see him in a picture. He's got that hat. There's something about him you trust.
You know, he's got waving a gun around. He's got a leather vest.
Judges don't lie.
Yeah. Yeah, they judge other people who do lie.
Exactly. How could he have become a judge if he lies?
Uh-huh. Well, and in that, speaking of that, then there's Al Franken, who
Had it coming.
Now, I'm assuming you
had it coming.
You just said Judge Roy shouldn't have. Wait, I feel this is inconsistent. Here's Al Franken.
How are you doing, Brian?
Hey, buddy.
Wait a minute. There's some allegations.
I feel like there's a double standard.
I know there's nothing been proven, and then Al Franken steps aside, but then here you are touting Judge Roy. Well, does that seem a little inconsistent?
How do I put this? Al Franken's a Jew. Not that all Jews are bad.
Right.
But Gene is a good one.
Thanks.
Right.
But you look at Franken, and he's one of the troublemakers. Okay. If I had my way, he would be blacklisted, and he would have never gotten into the Senate, and there wouldn't have been the grabbing and the touching and the feeling and the loving.
Mm-hmm. You sound like the Journey song now. Yeah,
that's a good band.
Yeah. Oh, Journey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Only the later stuff.
Oh, you don't like the earlier Journey?
It's a little hard. It reminds me a little bit too much of the Nickelback band.
That's too edgy.
You like the Peter Cetera?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you're out here in SoCal. You drop Jazz, your wife.
Yes.
Off in Death Valley.
Death Valley.
She's got to make her way back.
She's got shoes. She's got a juice box.
If she's committed to our union, she will make it back.
Mm-hmm.
But she has shoes and a juice box.
Boy, you want to talk about a place where a crotch can really dry out. Oh, it's Death Valley.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a coincidence.
Interesting.
This is well thought out.
Very interesting.
Some of life's best lessons are learned looking at a cow skull.
All right. Congressman, you're going to hang out. I know you got to be out of here in about 15 or so. We got some news coming up. Let me tell you first about TradeStation. Give that extra edge to find your next great trade. Easy-to-use tools for traders of all skill levels. Simple pricing. Stocks at $5 a trade. Options at 50 cents per contract plus $5 per trade. Futures at $1.50 per contract per side. It's all up front. Stay at home. Do some trading from your own computer, everyone. No software fees. Free real-time market data. Free premium tools. Take care of it all at TradeStation. Take a fresh look at TradeStation at TradeStation.com/Corolla. A lot of you want to hang out in your own home, make yourself some money during the new year, maybe during a little vacation time. You got some time at home in front of the computer. Trade smart, trade confident, TradeStation, TradeStation.com/Corolla. Get these great prices, and it's all up front. And again, no software fees, real-time market data, free premium tools. TradeStation, man. All right, quick break. We come back with the news right after this.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral
crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina O'Grath. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina O'Grath.
The news with Gina Grad.
You like that, Congressman?
I do.
Okay. You know, I don't have any news pertaining specifically to immigration, but I was wondering if I could just ask if maybe, you know, it's been a while.
Sure.
I was wondering if maybe your stance has softened at all with immigration. Oh, okay.
No.
Just checking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And the wall, you're still on board?
Yeah. Two walls.
Why two?
Two walls.
Well, then you can trap them and get a good shot.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe I talked about this.
Yeah, I think it's reminds me of the movie The Rock.
Didn't sink in.
Top,
I guess
they were
yeah,
down
right,
there.
The
turkey
yeah.
shoot.
Did you guys not listen?
The higher ground.
No.
See if
I was thinking about the one wall.
Yeah. And
but why they don't need to be shot, do they?
They're
just returned.
Did we make them come over?
Well, I mean, one could say we enticed them to come over with our better life.
I'm enticed by a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you like churros, right?
You must be kidding.
Oh.
No.
A churro,
cinnamon.
A churro is nothing but a donut that is here illegally.
I like that.
Totally forgot.
Powerful.
Okay. Well, we can move forward. Mm-hmm. So firefighters forced Ellen DeGeneres to leave her home near Santa Barbara, California. The so-called Thomas Fire rapidly spread over the weekend, has burned 400 square miles. It's become the fifth largest wildfire in California history. Ellen tweeted Sunday morning, quote, "Our house is under threat of being burned. We just had to evacuate our pets. I'm praying for everyone in the community and thankful to all the incredible firefighters." She's not the only famous person in that neighborhood, by the way. There's Oprah, Rob Lowe, Bruce Willis, Patrick Stewart, and Carol Burnett.
Mm.
I think Ellen ran from the fire just because it has a male name.
Oh, Thomas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you think, I feel like firemen are not Ellen's demo.
No.
Like, I'm sure I'm going to get back to the house and like, oh my God, that we had to evacuate. That Doogie Howser guy's got a huge spread up there, man. I didn't know he made that kind of coin. It is massive. He's shorter in real life.
She's a fireman calendar on the wall. She knocks it off.
Yeah.
I caught Jazz one afternoon. I came home early, caught her dancing to
Ellen.
Oh. She thought about that one in a Quonset hut
somewhere
in Southeast Asia.
Yeah,
Jesus, you
have to be overseas.
No shoes, no juice box.
God.
I've learned, look, I'm not telling you how to live your life or your relationships, but I did enough Loveline to realize that every story that starts with "I came home from work early" ends horribly.
Yeah,
so I come home 10 minutes late every night and I honk my horn. I sit in my driveway for 15 Mississippi before I enter the house. Because if you come home early, you'll find a body. You'll find a body on top of your wife. Someone will be cooking meth in a bathtub. It's all starts with "I came home from work early" and here's what I found. Never. And when those kids hit their teenage years.
Watch out. I'm going
to Mexico. I'm never coming home.
Yeah.
Ever. Sorry, go ahead.
That's just good, sensible advice.
I'm sorry. How are your kids?
It's been a little rough.
Well, I know your son was quite a blue chip athlete, right?
He was. He was.
Three boys, right?
What's his name?
Well, the three boys are, it's two. It's Ronald, Wilson, and Reagan. Wilson is the little girl. And, Fat Camp worked out well.
Oh,
yeah,
congratulations.
Was she fat?
She was about 5 pounds overweight.
She's a tall girl. I mean, I've seen pictures, play volleyball there. Really.
Yeah, but, you know, it's we need her to get married someday. I love my kids. I can't wait until they're rich so I can be proud of them.
Didn't Ronald have some... Well, why don't you just be proud of them now? And then if they're rich, you can still be proud of them.
What have they done?
They're your kids, you know? That's
standing
enough.
Young citizens.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of a communist streak, too.
I'm friends with Jimmy, but my kids haven't accomplished much, but love them.
I would love to debate that man. Mr. Kimmel.
Oh, no.
Tear him apart.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't think
he probably wouldn't engage you for that reason.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
But challenge him a boxing match.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Does I know? I think Ronald was having a little trouble on the football team, or some allegations, or something.
There was a gal that claimed that the football team took liberties with her, which is ridiculous. They're undefeated, and she's ugly.
Yeah. Do the math.
It doesn't add up.
Fuzzy math.
Yeah, fuzzy math.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of your daughter, this might interest you. A survey by job site Fairy God Boss found that when hiring professionals were shown a picture of an overweight woman and asked if they'd consider giving her a job, only 15% of them said they would, especially when they saw the picture. 20% perceived the woman as lazy, and 21% deemed her unprofessional because she was overweight.
As much as we all hate to love ourselves, I would say the same thing would happen with guys.
Yeah.
If you showed guys fat slob guys, they'd go, that guy's unprofessional, and he's probably letting himself go. So, especially when you see like the 26-year-old guy who's let it go, you're like, okay, dude. There's something that directs it's not a bubble. It's not a vacuum. Like, this person lacks a little discipline and thus may take a few more sick days or show up a little late. Probably be less with guys, but I bet there would be some of the same carryover, which is when they see the fat. We do that with everybody.
But nowadays, don't we think he's a man of means if he's a little portly?
No. Not if you're hiring him.
Not if you're hiring him.
No. You'd think the same thing about a woman as you would about a guy. I think now having a really attractive young girl floating around the office is a big liability.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you'd want to do it
anymore.
I mean, when I came up and we were doing the Man Show, just in Hollywood in general, it was a given that everybody's secretary, everyone's the one who, receptionist, they're always beautiful 25-year-old women. Like, that was the gig. Super attractive. Put them right on the tip of the spear and have them out there. It's a liability now.
I was going to say, the representative must have interns in the office in D.C. I mean, running all around the place. Is that a distraction?
All of mine are college-age males who wrestle.
Okay. Wrestle.
Yeah.
You want that added protection?
Is that a coincidence?
I like to burn calories.
You wrestle with them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You just show up in a suit and tie? And
no, I wear a singlet.
Do you require that of your employees?
Mostly they wrestle in dolphin shorts.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't see that coming.
Did not.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
During work hours?
During lunch.
Okay. Lunch.
Yeah. Mandatory wrestling.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, USA Today reports that the sexual misconduct avalanche has swept up TV chef Mario Batali. He's stepping down from his food company and TV shows for an indefinite period after acknowledging a pattern of sexual harassment and misconduct. Multiple women have told Eater magazine that Batali frequently harasses them.
Can't Italian chefs be grandfathered in?
I was going to say.
You know what I mean? Like, it's an Italian chef. What do you want him to do?
He doesn't lack motivation. He's opened a restaurant for a
while.
Sure. Right.
And you know, well, I'll read you his quote and then I'll tell you. He released an apology saying, quote, "Although the identities of most of the individuals mentioned in these stories have not been revealed to me, much of the behavior described does, in fact, match up with the ways I've acted. That behavior was wrong and there are no excuses. I take full responsibility and I'm deeply sorry for any pain, humiliation, or discomfort I have caused to my peers, employees, customers, friends, or family." He's also losing his co-hosting job on The Chew. And I saw Anthony Bourdain apparently had been tweeting, like, big bombshell coming about Batali, guys. And they're friends. You know, they know each other.
Sure.
But that he almost feels responsible that he was sort of keeping some of his secrets.
But
I don't know if you know anything about chefs in New York. They are not from...
It is nobody's responsibility to rat out other dudes and their weird behavior with women. Now, if you're doing something that is tantamount to rape and or rape or abusing or kids are involved or whatever, the weirdo moves that most of these guys are getting accused of, the creep moves, there's not a guy in the world that's going to rat out their friend, and we should never even expect it. It's setting the bar way too high.
It's under the maybe it's not even under the radar anymore, but for many years recently, the celebrity chef, like the big time celebrity chef, not all of course, but most is like the rock star / CEO
for a decade
of the the Iron Fist and all that stuff, and
Absolutely.
What I Say Goes, and I think I'm surprised there's not more of these types of stories.
There will be
And this is what happens when you worship the French.
Oh, yeah. I think this is where it started. Yeah. These guys with their Michelin ratings and everything.
Yeah. Turns out the Trojan horse was soaked in butter.
Mm.
Jesus.
I didn't know that.
Never thought of it that way. So, all right, let's do another.
Well, a United Nations official investigating poverty in the United States visited Alabama last week and said the poverty and sewage system problems there are some of the worst he has seen in the developed world. The UN special reporter on extreme poverty said, "I think it's very uncommon in the first world." He said, "In rural Alabama, I saw homes that are not connected to public sewage systems, whose owners can't afford to install septic tanks. Many resort to digging ditches and straight piping wastewater to within meters of homes, posing serious health risks. According to the 2017 Alabama Poverty Data Sheet, nearly 20% of Alabamians live below the federal poverty line, and nine counties have a poverty rate higher than 30%.
Yeah. Big Daddy's Alabama bound, baby. I think they call that a leach field if you dig that hole and have your they have those with septic as well. Rich man, poor man is septic.
Yeah. Oh, your own off the grid
system. If you're
system.
Out in Malibu, if you're down on Point Doom at Courtney Cox's house, you're on a septic. And if you're in the hills of Kentucky, you're on a septic. Yeah. The sewer, on the sewers, more you're, everyone in middle class is like on a sewer. And at least in SoCal, if you're in septic, you're either on Malibu, on the point of Malibu with all the friend stars, or you're up in Sunland, up in the hills that are just going through meth country. Our septic
at our one of our summer homes is alligator skin.
Septic?
Yeah.
Wow, that's extravagant.
It is.
It doesn't need to be alligator skin.
I should have thought it through, though, because to show it off, we always have to dig a hole.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
Better off having a picture or something.
Right? Yeah.
You know. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, Alfre Woodard, Garrett Hedlund, Sharon Stone, and Kristen Bell just announced the first round of nominees for the 75th annual Golden Globe Awards. The show will air live on January 7th on NBC. I thought I'd give you some of the bigger categories, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these movies, and Brian pointed this out because I was like, I haven't heard of them.
Kristen Bell.
Haven't come out yet.
She's like the new Jennifer Aniston. She's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Just there all the time. She's doing commercials and stuff, but you don't really hold the commercials against her. Like, oh, she's sold out with her.
No.
It's just she's doing this. She's just popping up in movies. She's just kind of the guys like her. Ooh. Girls aren't threatened by her. It's just sort of like she is the
doing the commercials with her husband.
Yeah,
we're going like the next Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. That's Kristen Bell. She's just everywhere.
Jennifer who?
Aniston.
The gal from Friend.
Friends.
Yeah, she was one of the
Oh, she was a friend from Friends.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you some of how this is taking shape. For Best Motion Picture in a Drama.
Ooh, I got to start paying attention here because, geez, hold your ears, Congressman. I'm writing for the Oscars this year. Jimmy's hosting the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
And I'm writing for it, and it's been striking me that, well, we got to start paying attention to these movies are coming out. Like, I don't know who's got the early buzz about anything, but the Golden Globes. Is Golden Globes?
Golden Globes.
It's going to start shaping what movies we're going to have to go pay attention to, right?
Absolutely. Always one-to-one with the Oscars, but you're an early indicator of movies that are going to make
some
buzz.
Versus Zero, where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Is Top Gun nominated?
Oh, no,
that's
not this year.
That's an old movie.
These are typically from
from the year that we're in.
Do you drop any money off at the box office? You know, they're all big Hollywood movies.
Yeah, do you go
big Hollywood guy.
I mostly have laser discs of some of my faves.
Like Top Gun.
Top Gun. 300.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's foreigners.
With the wrestling.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's some good
wrestling.
Yeah, Spartacus.
And anything with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Although that's a French name. This is very disturbing.
Yeah. All right, let's get
work
the list.
That out.
Cocktail's a good movie.
Cocktail's great. Yeah. So
he was such a good bartender.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Really exceptional. Best Motion Picture in a Drama, Call Me by Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I believe is Netflix, right, Brian?
No. It's in theaters.
But it's both, right?
It's produced by Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Theaters,
it's
I don't
not
believe
available.
It's streaming yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It will be eventually.
Okay, so let's see Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, The Disaster Artist, that's the James Franco movie about Tommy Wiseau, Get Out, the Jordan Peele movie.
I laughed so hard during that one.
It is sort of miscategorized. The Greatest Showman, the new Hugh Jackman movie. I, Tonya, which I have to tell you is amazing. Margot Robbie playing Tonya Harding. And Lady Bird.
Big so, Sick did not get nominated.
No. Wow. No, it did
very
not.
Surprised. Nor did Get Out, which was a which was big
that
news.
Did. That did, but under musical or comedy, which people took exception to.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, sorry, but the congressman
oh,
has
he's got
to,
a hard out.
Yeah, he's got a hard out. So all let's right. bring it home.
A what?
A hard out.
Oh.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
We would have had a little more time. We would have heard about Nightfall being nominated, yeah. or at least it should have been. Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. on History Man, set in medieval France, tangled in politics and conflict. One courageous Templar knight will lead his order of warrior monks on a life-or-death mission to find the lost Holy Grail. Tom Cullen from a little series called Downton Abbey. He leads the cast, taking viewers deep inside the most powerful, mysterious military order of the Middle Ages. He who controls the Grail holds the power. History Channel. History's putting out a lot of good content. It's a new scripted drama. Nightfall, Wednesdays, 10 p.m., just on History and only on History. You want to see something beautiful? I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go to their website and check out the trailer, and I think you'll get hooked. And then when you do, go ahead and watch it or set up your DVR and make sure you're watching Nightfall, Wednesdays, 10 p.m., on History. Ohio Congressman Richard Martin, you can find him, shoot him a tweet at Ohio Congressman, and then askarepublican.com is his website. Go there.
I'm told it needs a little updating.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have one of your guys slip out of that Speedo and, you know, get going on your website.
Will
there.
Do.
Will do. Live basic cable commentary. Cobra doing it live. Irvine Improv, 8 o'clock Thursday, January 25th with Mike Hawkins up on stage. That's going to be fun. Corolla Drinks is having a whole bunch of specials. Go there. Say hi to Lynette and grab some merch. Get those buck slips and be a winner. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla. For Gina Grad and Richard Martin and Bald Brian, say mahalo.
Tristis. Some of life's best lessons are learned looking at a cow skull.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on the Twitter at Adam Carolla. Give him a thumbs up on Facebook and leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee. It's a killer podcast. You get unlimited access to Adam Carolla's archives when you do. Click the link at adamcarolla.com. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, main events, books, movies, and more. Always there, adamcarolla.com.